Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fellas, the NFL is having a tough time landing a Hard Knocks team.
Nobody wants to be on it.
Nobody wants to be on it.
Yep.
And last year they made the announcement of the Detroit Lions in March. Now we're now in early June, still haven't figured out a team.
Well, hold on. Why? They announced the Lions were going to be it? Is that what you're saying?
Last year.
Oh, last year.
In March.
Right.
Yeah. And then the formula is if any of the following three rules applies to a team, they are ineligible.
They're exempt.
First-year head coach, playoff in the last 2 years, or if they've appeared on Hard Knocks in the past 10 years.
So the Wizards haven't done any of – I mean, the Commanders haven't done any of this.
No, there are four teams that are eligible.
They're so eligible. They're like the most eligible.
Jets, Bears, Saints, Commanders are the four teams that are eligible.
I think the Commanders would be intriguing.
Not
for
as
people.
Intriguing as the Jets with Aaron Rodgers.
No, not as intriguing as the Jets, but you still have a new quarterback. You've got the Chase Young deal.
It's not even a matter of intriguing anymore. It's a matter of will they do it.
I think it's a done deal. I think they're going to pick the Jets with the Aaron Rodgers storyline.
How did they pick the Jets? And they don't have to say
that.
They can't
the Jets
say
cannot
no,
say
right?
no.
The Jets My understanding cannot say no. is they cannot say no.
No, these teams, now, one of those four teams is going to be featured on Hard Knocks.
Maybe what you could do is, if you're totally anti it, you could say, okay, that's fine. You can bring your camera guys here, but trust me, we're not talking to them. You know what I mean? You can have them here, but I'm not sitting down with them. I'm not wasting any time with them. This is like if I was a real stickler and I don't want to deal with it, you'd say, trust me, I'm not talking to them. And I'm going to encourage you guys to ignore them. And then Goodell will say, well, I'll fine you. He goes, fine me.
Right. I'll pay the fine.
Yeah.
My owner
will pay the fine.
I'm rich. Yeah. Fine me. Fine us.
Yeah.
Right. Go find Woody Johnson.
Because why wouldn't they just do the Jets?
Right. And
just do
the
it.
Jets apparently are not interested.
Exactly.
Well, from the sound of it, none of the teams are interested.
Right.
But the Commanders would be easy because they're in ownership turmoil. That's why that would be the no-brainer.
Right.
Yeah,
because
it's almost like they don't even need
Dan and,
approval.
Dan and Tanya don't even live here.
Yeah. They don't even need approval.
But I think what hurts the Commanders is they've just been so bad for so long. It's
so uninteresting.
A low-profile team. Like the Jets, you have the Aaron Rodgers storyline.
No, it's way
it's the
better
biggest
than Jets.
Media market in the country. Like,
yeah,
it
but
just
if
makes
you
all
do
sense
it,
in the world.
But easier, less hassle, is just do the Commanders. You're going to get the least pushback from the Commanders because there's nobody in charge.
Right.
The inmates are running the asylum over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're Roger Goodell, you just sit down with Woody Johnson.
Well, then why have you done it already?
And you say, it's going to be you, and you don't have any recourse.
Maybe Woody Johnson is going to say, well, okay, then I'm not going to vote yes on your contract, your $50
million
contract.
And then he says, oh, okay, well, I've got enough votes that I don't need your stupid vote, Woody Johnson.
He sounds like he's on the fence.
Who,
the owner of the Jets said, whether we do it this year, I think we'd have to take a hard look. It's very noncommittal.
Yeah, but I do think that they're in theory, they're not supposed to have any say. Like, they just dictate.
They're supposed. The NFL is supposed to say, we're taking you.
But obviously, they're taking input. Because they would just.
I mean,
the
they'd
Jets.
Rather a team say, all right, we really want
it. Yeah,
they don't want any pushback.
And you got Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. They've done the Jets, though, in the past.
Yes, they have.
With Rex Ryan.
But that was over. It was good. Years. One of the more memorable ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To be honest with you. The last five have been, people are kind of. It's the same formula. We all know the bit.
The and wins.
They're going to show the coaches cursing.
Now, the Saints have never been on Hard Knocks, so that might be. The ultimate choice.
Couldn't imagine a more boring team.
I mean,
probably.
Dennis Allen, Derek Carr around.
Yeah, I mean, it might be boring, but I mean, we say that every year, and there's always something intriguing about the team.
But you know what? I haven't really watched
the
last
Alvin
few years.
Camara.
I thought the Detroit Lions Hard Knocks was great.
Lions was pretty good.
And the in-show Hard Knocks with the Cardinals was riveting.
You know what? I snoozed on that.
I did.
Oh, that was
because
riveting.
Once the season starts, all I care about are the games and which players are injured. It's all I care about.
I was going to say, you're locked in on Fantasy Football Podcast.
I don't care about like in-season Hard Knocks.
I'm just saying it was really good.
Me, not one bit.
You guys will hate it if the Commanders get selected because that's must-watch TV, and we can't just say, oh, I'll watch it later.
Why, it's 10 o'clock.
That, you'll have to stay up till 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock.
I'll have to get
on
up
on a Tuesday night.
I'll have to get up Wednesday morning and watch it.
It is a dagger if that happens, but I would guess if
I think it's going to be the Saints.
If I were HBO, the Commanders would be, at best, third on my list.
One would be Jets.
One would be the Jets. Two would probably be the Bears. Three would be the Saints. Four would be the Commanders.
I don't think the NFL wants to deal with the Commanders.
I would put Commanders
with all
above
the question marks.
The Saints.
They're basically tied for most, but you're just being biased. In my opinion.
I'm being biased.
Yeah, you're being biased.
I don't see a reason
why. But you know why the NFL would not be interested in right
why?
Now.
Why? Because of all the cheerleader stuff?
Everything. Yeah, all the off-the-field stuff. And there's no owner yet. And there won't be an owner announced before they air the show, probably.
But that's part of the storyline, that there's no owner.
I know, but they probably just don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to guess Saints is the choice.
I would think it would be the Jets and then everybody else. It's not even close to as desirable.
Jets and three duds.
Yeah. I don't know. In fact, the only thing that the weight tells me is that the teams actually do have some say in this. They obviously have some pushback.
I feel like it's impossible that it's not the Jets at this point.
Yeah, how could it not be the Jets? They're by far the number one choice.
So you think it will be the Jets?
Yes. If it's not the Jets, then it tells me Woody Johnson threatened Rodgers.
You got Aaron Rodgers. You got Sauce Gardner. He's a big personality. It's the Jets.
It has to be the Jets.
It's the Jets.
If it's not the Jets, then Woody Johnson told him, I got 10 guys that aren't going to vote for your salary increase.
I know that they are definitely going to want the Jets.
Yeah, right.
Like you said, maybe the Saints go, come on in. No problem. Then Woody's pushing back a little bit. I don't know if they want to force it on Woody if the Saints say, come on in.
Plus, Aaron, you know, who knows how he would come off. Is he becoming like almost like fake the way he's embracing New York?
Like Bryce Harper-ish when he went to Philadelphia?
Yeah, kind of getting a weird vibe. Like all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers is like Mr. Out in Public all the time. Like,
hey,
he was going to Bucks games, though. Wasn't he always being seen with the owner's daughter? Or people were trying to link him with her.
Back in the day?
I think you might be right.
With
back
the
in
Bucks.
The day?
Oh, yeah. He always went to Bucks games. Yeah, JP's right. He's sitting next to the owner's daughter.
I mean, it might feel disingenuous that he was going from Green Bay to New York, but now it's his new home.
I know. It just seems like they see him in he's in all these like public like New York social spots. I don't know. It seems weird.
Rangers
Maybe
games.
That's what he always has done
it's
in Green Bay, and I said no.
Yeah.
It's a honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
He feels good about it. They still feel good about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He won't be doing that if they're third in the AFC East and they're booing him relentlessly. He's not going to be out and about.
Let's see how he plays.
My guess is he's going to play pretty good.
Yeah.
He's still Aaron Rodgers.
Can't get worse than what they had last year.
No.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge, huge upgrade for them.
But tough division.
Yeah.
Tough conference.
Brutal division. Coming up next, you're not going to believe the lengths one former NFL lineman went to lose weight. We'll do that next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.